Anyway, or one of my favorite things is, what's the relationship between education and the silencing of the young? And what I would like to do, and if we don't want to do this, we don't have to, but what I would like to do is bash education for a few minutes. Is that all right? Okay. So I used to think that, well, even when I was a kid, I understood that the process of education, that the things that they teach you could all be learned in 4 or 5 years. You know, once you learn addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, negative numbers, and decimals, what do you really learn in math until algebra in junior high? Which, by the way, I almost flunked algebra in on philosophical grounds. And that was because every day I would go into class and I would say, if the quantity x minus y squared equals x squared minus 2xy plus y squared, if the two sides are equal, why do I have to waste any time doing anything with them? And the teacher would look at me, and then she would walk away. And about halfway through the semester, she came up with an answer that worked for me, which was, if you don't do the manipulations, I'm going to flunk you. Which, in retrospect, pretty much characterizes my entire schooling experience. Anyway, you know, in reading, once they teach you how to read, what else do they really teach you? In science, once they teach you that the world consists of objects to be exploited and not beings to enter into relationship with, they really don't have to teach you anything else until they start having you cut up frogs. In history, once they teach you the basic lies, everything else is gravy. So in junior high, I became pretty convinced that the purpose of school was to break you of the habit of daydreaming, because, I mean, winning the World Series gets really old if you do it every day, every period. I sat in the back of the class just lining rockets over the left field fence. Bob in the ninth, two down, runners on first and second, counts out two, Goose Gossage hangs a slider, bam! That took about 15 seconds. Bob in the ninth, two down. 10th grade was, I hit turnaround fadeaways to buzzer to win the NBA championship. You may actually have heard of me. 11th grade was fingertip catches in the end zone to win the Super Bowl. I never did sink quite as low as hockey. I forgot where I was a couple years ago and told that joke in Wisconsin. I was at a Buddhist center, and I don't think, once again, that one can say one has lived until one has been chased down the street by a bunch of Buddhist pacifists wielding hockey sticks. Anyway, in 12th grade, I pretty much cut right to the chase and started daydreaming about putting plastic explosives under the teacher's desk, as well as the desk of anybody who asked questions, with less than 2 minutes left in class, which is the unforgivable sin. But I realized that the real purpose of school, the reason that school takes so long, is that children don't give up their wills easily. And it takes that long to sufficiently break their will to prepare them for lives of painful employment. And less time wouldn't do it. In fact, those who are especially slow go to college. And for the exceedingly obstinate child, there's graduate school. Oh, and I have to say also that, you know, people talk about technology in the classroom, and that's all bullshit. It's nonsense. The most important piece of technology in any classroom is a second hand, because the purpose is to teach all the students the same prayer, which is, please God, make that thing move faster. I'm not saying by all of this, and you'd be really clear, I'm not bashing education, which is a wonderful word. Education comes from the Latin root educere, which means to lead forth or draw out. And it was originally a Greek midwife's term, meaning to be present at the birth of. And I love that. And I would contrast that with the root seducere, which is the root of seduction, which means to lead astray. So, by the way, here's a little social life hint. Next time you meet somebody of your preferred gender, what you do is you go up and you say, "Hi, I would like to educere you." And if they speak Latin, you're in. And if they don't, then of course they're going to say, "Get away from me, you perv." But I've always thought that the departments of education should be called the departments of seduction, because that's what they do, is they lead us astray. They lead us away from ourselves. But of course, calling them that would lead to all sorts of other problems you probably don't want to get into. Or the Department of Education should be called the Department of Inculcation, which comes from the root inculcare, which means to stamp in with the heel. And I also need to be really clear that I'm not saying by all of this that Mrs. Williams, my first grade teacher, was trying to murder the creative spark of all of her tiny charges. You know, frankly, she left that for Mrs. Heffley in fifth grade. The problem is deeper and more transparent. It's part of the processes themselves. I've heard it said that unquestioned assumptions are the real authorities of any culture. And a fundamental rule of propaganda is to slide your premises by people. If you can slide your premises by, you've got them. So for example, some talking head says, how can we make the economy grow? Okay, assumption one, we want the economy to grow. Assumption two, we want the economy to exist. Assumption three, who the hell's we? Anyway, back to school. Grades, what are grades? Grades are an explicit acknowledgement that what you're doing is not sufficiently rewarding for you to do it on your own. It's a stick to beat you into doing something you don't want to do. I mean, did anybody ever give you a grade for learning how to fish, for learning how to ride a bike, for learning how to play basketball, for learning how to ride a horse, for learning how to kiss? I'm sorry, dear, you get a C-. And you get an F, which means you repeat the class. I like that. Other assumptions. There's this presumption that, okay, school teaches us that correct answers to specific questions exist, which is a huge presumption, and that these answers are known to authority figures and can be found in books. Big deal. That's a big, big deal. Tests generally discourage communal problem solving, which is often called cheating. Thank you for that sort of rumble. That was kind of nice. I mean, that's my favorite joke in the whole talk, and my friends don't even laugh at it. I tell this joke all over the country, and everybody just stares at me. And so thank you. That rumble was nice. It made me feel good right here. What's another presumption? Oh, how many of you are actually in school? I'm sorry. I have some good news and bad news for you, by the way. The good news is that things get better. I remember at my high school graduation, the valedictorian, one of the things she said was that we would look back on these days as the best of our lives. And I remember thinking, well, the first thing I thought was, boom, there goes the stage into 1,000 pieces. And then after that, I thought, oh my God, if that's true, I should just go ahead and kill myself right now. So, high school sucked, but you knew that. College really stunk, but you know that too. The 20s are really awful. This is the good news, by the way. And then the 30s are good, and I'm 42, and the 40s so far are just great. So it's like, thank you very much, Derek, you've just condemned us to 10 more years of hell. And the reason the 20s stunk, at least for me, was because I was vomiting up the effects of my schooling, and I was learning how to think for myself, and it took me until my 30s to actually start to learn how to think. Anyway, so that's the good news, things get better. The bad news is, you know those dreams you have where it's the last week of school, and you have a final tomorrow, you have never been to the class, you don't know what class it is, and you don't have any idea where it is, you're going to be having those dreams for the next 30 years. Have a nice life. Okay, so those of you who aren't in school, I don't want to traumatize you, but pretend you're in school. Okay. Now, those of you who are in school, you don't have to pretend. You have one class before you, one final test for this class. You pass this test, you pass the class. And this test consists of one essay question. Okay? And you know the instructor well enough to know that if you agree with the instructor's opinion, you will get a higher grade. And that's a stretch, but go with it. And pretend you actually do disagree with the instructor. What do? Write the best damn essay the school's ever seen and then come back next year? Or do you join with millions of students who understand that C stands for credit and bullshit your way through? What's the real lesson that's just been taught there? Suck up to authority. To give yourself away to authority. Which is probably one of the most important lessons you can learn. I mean, it's certainly going to serve one well through their educational life and through their vocational life.